car.
They are hefty though. If you don't actually use the money, you can still say there's no work though.
Yeah, and then sometimes, as even if you don't have the same, you can still say.
Did you live with this camera, Ken?
Yeah. I just started it.
How do I start it?
How do you start it? Here, I'll just start it.
You have more recorded.
How you doing, Harry?
I started it.
It should be like right on the start.
So.
What?
The transmit straight to the NSN.
Of course. Should I show you some other time?
Yeah.
Try the clock.
Starting, I think.
So, this week's parsha.
References, two references?
Yeah, two parsha.
Two parsha.
Yeah.
Two parsha?
Yeah.
Two parsha
and many references to.
Kidding.
To tshuva.
I want to
find out. Tshuva is the theme of the day.
30 more.
Yeah. Okay, the pasuk says, V'shavta ad Hashem alikachal, you return to Hashem. And the pasuk can go on and talk about when the slave season comes, when the shmaimi, it's not far away, it's the ficha, the vav chalasai say. Okay? We're trying to discuss some Yishayim Rashi, other Yishayim, they learn that's going on Tairo, and it's called Tairo. And happy Yishayim learn that they're talking about the mitzvah of tshuva, okay, to do tshuva. So we're going to discuss a little bit some things about tshuva. Very important. Tshuva is a special gift, a special matana. And Ramchal talks about that people that love Eretz, so they think that Hashem will just forgive them just like that, without any process. Just because Hashem's a nice guy, so to speak. Okay, but that's not the way it works. Ramchal says that that's considered an evil. That's the perversion of Mishpat. Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, He loves Mishpat. Mishpat is judgment. That means applying things properly and just making pretend that something didn't happen. That's not possible. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ramchal goes on and he says that Midus Adin, it doesn't even allow for tshuva. Okay. Because somebody killed somebody with Rahman al-Latan, God forbid. Could you undo that?
No.
Yeah, you got it.
What you did, could you undo what you did?
Yeah, I do it, but
you embarrassed somebody. Right? You did not vera, it has a cosmic effect. How could you undo that? How could you undo that? So that's a special matana, that's rachamim. Rachamim. The means of rachamim allows for tshuva. And Ramchal continues and says that that's not a perversion of justice because there's a siba, there's a reason for that, right? Okay. So we have tshuva. Shalom.
Sorry.
Your name?
Adi.
Adi. Nice to meet you. Okay, we're just starting. We're learning about tshuva.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So these are special days. It's Elul, and we know the same as Elul. Mizaydi. It's a special time to do tshuva. There's a special kurva. There's a special closeness. Pasuk says, Dirshu Hashem v'himatzai, Hira'u b'yosa kar, v'shul call out Hashem when He's close to you. Anytime that you could call out Hashem, but there's a certain time, as we know, that there's more effect, it's easier, okay, to treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now there's a special time when He's close. This specifically refers to the time between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. So this is a very special time, it's a very powerful time to take advantage of, to draw close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw in a shmuz from Levenstein, the Sefer. He gave a shmuz in Panovich. Okay, if you look in the Sefer, there are actually the transcriptions of the shmuzim that he gave in Kanavan. And he was talking, I think it was soon after Entebbe. Remember Entebbe? That was a while ago, okay?
July 4th, 1976.
It was in July. So, Chesed Benishim says that the more special the time is, the more inherent spiritual power that it has, the more the Yetzer Sahara, the Satan, tries to distract you, okay, to deny you the ability to take advantage of it. Because he knows you could be a new person now. It's a busy time. It's like the summertime, it's the fall time, right? It's the baseball going into playoffs, football season starts, everything is going, kids are going to school. You have all types of reasons to be distracted. And the Chazal Levinson said that the Satan caused the Tebbe to happen then. He says, the Sefer. In order, because he says, all you Yeshivalites, all you Bachim, you're talking about it, right? The daring raid, da da da. Right? Instead of focusing on Tshuva, this is a special time. The Satan, the Chazal says, will even go to great lengths. Okay, to try to distract the person from taking advantage of the time. So on one hand, it's very easy when we want to do tshuva, to open up our heart. There's a special ruach, there's a special tzediva, there's a special atmosphere, there's a special closeness. On the other hand, that sort of incites the Yitzhar, the Satan, to try to cast obstacles in our way and to preclude us from taking advantage of the special unique opportunity.
Do we think about tshuva during the 3 weeks?
Always think about tshuva. Absolutely. Of course. But El is a special, special time. Okay? What are the main components to tshuva? You need to know this, right, Mike? Right. So the first thing you have to do, you have to stop doing the chet. It's called azivat chet. Okay? Stop. Okay? God forbid, someone's Michal Shabbos, very hard for him. Okay, so first thing is, I'm not going to be Michal Shabbos anymore. And he not only stops the Tzomik Shabbos, but he commits to stop. Some Yishayim call that Kabbalah La Asid. Okay, but that's part really of Aziva Tachet, of leaving the sin. He leaves the sin so much, right? You can commit to leaving it. Okay? Yeah. Ben Yona discussed all this, but yeah. And we have Charata. What does Charata mean? Regret. Remorseful. Then you have Vidui. What does Vidui mean? You confess, and we do that in Yom Kippurim, right? Like open up the machzor, right? And it's full, the whole davening. Many times we say Val Chet. So you do that b'peh, okay, you do that verbally, you confess. Which one do you think is the hardest of these three to do? Is it a Zivat Tachet, Harry? Vidui? Or is it Charat? I think I know which are going to be the two finalists.
Stopping.
Okay, Dan? Stopping.
Stopping? Stopping, but also you want to do sincere Vidui. I mean, I don't know how you clarify that. I mean, there's so many on your kipper, you know.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't think that's one.
But you only really have to do it once. I mean,
sincerely. So yeah. Maybe you're hoping if you do like a.
If you hit it one time, that's good.
Do 100, you know, that's pretty good. Really.
Harry, what do you say? The big three. Which one of the big three? Which is the hardest?
Vidui.
Vidui, that's the hardest? Why?
Well, you have to confess.
You better really mean it.
You have to mean it. Okay.
You really have to mean it.
You have to be sincere.
And kind of along those lines, regret is the hardest. You really have to regret it.
Okay, so it's the Pettiburger, otherwise known as the Vista Blazer. I was with you, I was stuck. Shopping is the hard thing, right?
You have to change. Conduct.
So, it's the Pettiburger, listen to this. And if you think about it, it's a very deep insight. He says, like, Mike. It's hard to stop, but to regret, that's very hard. He says, you know why? Chazal say, the Gemara says, when a person does an avera, okay, it's not the loy keheter. A person does an avera and he does it again, so it becomes like permissible in his eyes. It's like there's no problem. Okay. So if it's the Pettiburger, he compares it. Now let's say I tell you, you know, I show you in the Shulchan Aruch, I mean, go through certain shanas and shuvis, and I convince you that drinking what we call chol sam, really not for somebody of your level, you should start drinking only chol Yisrael. Okay, we all know that there are lots of heterim, okay, that are very legitimate. But nonetheless, I see that you're a very, you know, you're a bit tzaddik, you're Yari Shemayim, and I convince you that you should start keeping Chol Yisrael. Okay? So you're makabel upon yourself, that hanhaga. Okay? Are you going to be seen with terrible regret that until now you were drinking Chol Sam?
No.
Even though you recognize, perhaps, that there's a good thing, maybe it's a maila, it's meritorious to drink only Chol Yisrael, you're not going to be seized with deep regret. Right?
But it depends on the type of sin.
Because it's hanhaga taiva, because we all know that it's not a sin at all, right?
But
Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's okay, right?
Because
Namshala. So when we do an avera, even though it's serious, but since there's this process, when we do an avera, it sort of corrupts us. And we come to look at it like a mida taiva, like an hanhaga. So we could stop it, right? You could stop drinking chol sam. Not so hard. It is pretty hard. If you love ice cream, it's a big deal. But
fine.
But you could do it.
No more hugging, though.
Right? But if I told you, I want you to be seen, you know, with regret, to be overcome, you're not going to be able to do that. Right?
No.
So when we do an avera, we could stop it, Mike. But to actually feel that what we did was a terrible thing. We wronged ourselves, we corrupted our neshama, we wronged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we were ungrateful. To really appreciate that, that's something that could be laborious, to sort of undo the effects of the chet.
Okay, but your chet is a stop.
That's the zivas chet.
No, I understand.
But how about charata?
Chiyuv is a stop, right?
Yes, certainly have a chiyuv to stop, yeah. But charata is an ingredient, tshuva.
Right, it's tshuva.
But admittedly, there are different levels of charata, you know. But the more charata we have, the more powerful and potent the tshuva is. That's something to keep in mind, you know. Not just to, like Harry was saying, like Mike, to sort of be perfunctory about it, but to really spend a couple of moments to think, to try to fill your heart with charata. In fact, Rabbeinu Yonah says he has 20 principles. You know, these are really the ikker. I'll get back to this point in a second. The main ingredients of tshuva. When Rabbeinu Yonah elaborates, there are really 20 that sort of embellish and enhance the tshuva to make it to make it full, to make it complete. And he gives an example, and I'll tell you a story about this one, that if you get your, you know, there you are, you're having your favorite pasta, okay, with your spaghetti sauce, right, you got a little bit on your new tie, okay? But you wash it off, right, and you get most of it off with just a little bit of water. But then there's that little bit of, you know, especially if it's light color, right, it's a little bit of a stain. And to really remove it totally, you have to scrub a little bit to take out the soap. So that's what Rabbi Yonatan is true about. He says the basic package, that takes off a lot of the stain. But to really make it complete, like it was never there, that requires, you know, plenty of things. And he enumerates. But one of the things that he enumerates is yagayim. He calls that, that's like sorrow. And that's like really a more intense feeling than charata. And he says that, if you look at his words, they're very beautiful over there, that endears us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a very powerful effect. You know why? Very beautiful language from Rabbi Yonah there. He says, neshama, it's from the Elyonim. It's from the most celestial part of the Kitzei Kavod. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Neshama is like Chelek L'Kamimau. Right? When we say that we're like B'nai Elikim, that's not referring to our physical self, but our spiritual self. And when the spiritual self is in pain, imagine like a father, right? You see your child. Right, and overcome with grief, right? So then it awakens and arouses your feelings of mercy. So when the neshama is overcome with karata, with yagayim, that has a tremendous effect to arouse HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy. Okay, so it's worthwhile to spend a little more time than we probably do about karata, because it's not easy. Rav Itzla Petzberger tells us, and Rav Inyana tells us that it's a very powerful effect. I want to tell you a story that somebody told me in Eretz Yisrael. He was a bacher, he was learning in Eretz Yisrael, and he went to somebody's house for the Suda Maftekim. You know what that is, right? That's the meal that we eat before Yom Kippur. And this person was a very spiritual person, a person of a high spiritual stature. And he was there with his family, and he brought his children, called his children over to him, and he started to cry. And he said, he referred to this Rabbeinu Yonah, he says, look at you, you're young, it's like a new suit. New suit, if you get like one stain, right, you wash it off, you can't, it's no big deal. But I'm old already. He's in his 40s. Right? It's Shmutzadik. Look how many stains I have. Look how many stains I have. Imagine a whole suit that's full of these little stains. Right? Maybe each one is not so perceptible, but when you fill a whole garment up, right? So then it doesn't look so good. But this person was a very spiritual person that was able to sort of sense the cumulative effect of that there. So, but Baruch Hashem, we have a practice of tshuva that could undo that. What is the, what does tshuva do? What does tshuva do? What's its kaya? Everybody holds. Is it a big deal? Does it work? Is it powerful? Or it's like, it's like a suspended sentence? What do you say?
Powerful.
It's powerful. How do you know? Maybe that just means it's like a suspended sentence.
Well,
nullifies,
right?
It nullifies.
Okay. You turn your Averas into
Mitzvah. Oh, okay, we'll talk to you then. Let's look at the Rambam over here. Well, Yidna Adam Bal Tshuva, Shehu Meruchuk Mimailas Tzadikim, Vipnei Havainas Vachatayv Shasa, a person that did Averas and did Tshuva, what's he likely to feel? Even after Tshuva. And he's very distant from Hashem. Because he did Aveira. The Rambam says what? Don't feel like that. Somebody did Tshuva. shouldn't feel like that. Ein adaver kein. Ela ahu v'nechmanu v'fnei haboirei. Ki'ilu loy chata me'olam. He's beloved and precious to Hashem, as if he never sinned. V'loy ayin, and furthermore, ela shetcharu harbei. His reward is great. Sherei ta'am tam hachet. He tasted the taste of sin. Upirish mimeno. V'chavash yitzroi. And yet he overcame himself. No, it's easy to be a tzaddik.
Right.
Not that easy, right? But a tzaddik, he does not battling, but he's not much of after Olam Hazeh. He kept himself pure. That's what we should do. But when a person sins, so then he makes the connection. He's drawn to it. And yet makes it difficult to separate himself. Yet this person overcame himself, right? He recognized that it was taking him away from the world. He comes back home. It's difficult. Sarah Agra, according to the difficulty, is the reward. The Rambam says, he's beloved, he's precious, and his char is very great. Amru Chachamim, Malcolm Shabbali, Tshuva Aimdim, this is the famous Gemara. Ein tzaddikim gemurim yichayim la'amun goy. The station of the Baal Tshuva is greater than that of the righteous. Klaimer ma'alasam gedayim imaylus elu shalay chatzam me'elam ibnei shein koyv shemitzim yaitim mehem. It's harder for them. They superimpose their self-control more than the tzaddik. It was harder for them. So their station is greater. The Rambam goes on, G'day l'tshuva. Tshuva is great. Mekarevet to Adam l'shechina. It brings them close to the Shechina. Divine presence. Remember, tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem l'kecha. Okay, and he quotes other psukim. Klaimer and tafler b'tshuva be sidbach. If you do tshuva, you'll cling to me. Okay, and he goes on and talks about the tremendous power of tshuva. So tshuva, like you said, is a very powerful force. The tremendous gift that the Kaddish Baruch Hu gave us, and it totally has a transformative effect. What are the things that we have to do tshuva for?
You name it, we do it.
Not again in particular. Well, what do we think of if you contravene a positive commandment? Okay. Or a negative commandment, right? The mitzvah. What does the Rambam say? Al primar she'ein tshuva ela me'averai she'yish behem ma'isa. A person should think that he only has to do tshuva on action. Right? He didn't put tefillin on. He didn't keep Shabbos of Malach on. Okay? Ela k'shem she'tzarach adam lashuv me'elu, just like a person has to repent from his actions. Kachu tzarach l'chapeis b'deyai tzroi. He has to search after his bad midos, his bad character traits. Sheyesh loy. The lash of min akas, if he has anger, to repent from that. Min ha'eva, if he has hate towards people. Min akin of jealousy, and so on and so forth. Okay? And the Rambam goes on and says, these averes are very hard to separate from. Okay? So this is also something to keep in mind, not just the actions that we want to stop doing or we've done, we want to do tshuva for, but the midos that we have as well.
Right. There's no difference in the
We make 2 points over here. We talk about tshuva. So it undoes the chiv. I don't mean to scare anybody over here. But there are chatayim. Ben Yonah goes through them, enumerates them, and says, Ligamar Yuma. That God forbid, even after tshuva, these are serious chatayim that somebody would be chayiv, like Kari or Bezdin, let's say, Chol Shabbat. So even after Tshuva, a person to really get Tshuva, he would have to need Mitzurim. Okay, which means affliction. That's no good. Okay, we want to avoid that. Okay? I'm not going to give you an idea. Okay? How do we avoid that? We understand, you know, it's worthwhile because we have our eyes on Yitzchias in eternity. So if we need to, but it's best to try to avoid those types of things, right? So is there a way? What?
Kapara,
but the Gemara says that the kapara with Yisurim. That's
right, I would say.
Such things.
Yeah.
So how do we try to avoid Yisurim?
Give them to yourself. I mean, you take something
okay.
from the right
okay.
direction, even though it might be. So
I
want
to ask another question. That the Gain is a very famous Gain. The Gain says we do an Avera, Chazal said we have to give din. The Chesbon. Heard that? Din the Chesbon. What does din mean and what does Chesbon mean? It seems redundant. Do you know the famous Gon? The Gon says that din, that means for that, let's say again, Lechal Shabbos. God forbid, right? We went to work on Shabbos, we drove a car, right? So din means din Averu. What does Chesbon mean? Chesbon means what we could have been doing during that time. We should have been in shul. We should have been learning. Right? So every Avera has two components. It has the components of the Avera itself, Harry, and then it's the mitzvah that we could have been doing during that time. But let's say somebody's just sitting on his hands the whole day. He doesn't do an Avera, but that itself. He could be spending his day with mitzvot, chesed, divrei Torah. So when we do tshuva, so we undo the chay. Right? Magic. The guy went to work on Shabbos. He does tshuva, it's like he didn't go to work on Shabbos. But what happens to the chesbon? That's very good for din. What happens to the chesbon part? You hear the question I'm asking? Mike?
No, question, what is it that...
How do you solve
the Chesbon part?
How do you solve the Chesbon part? We have an ace over here. What?
Zucker.
Zucker.
That's an easy one.
What do you say? Sam, come on.
Take on a new mitzvah,
but what happened to all that time? What happened to all that time that you were driving around on Shabbos instead of davening? Right. I have an ace I'm going to share with you. Very powerful ace. The Gemara says, and you referenced this before, and this should take care of both aspects that we raised. That we want to get out of Yisroel. We don't want to have to suffer. We don't need to. Okay? And there's other eights and two for that. And also, we want to try to raise the cheshbon, not just the din. The Gemara says that when we do tshuva, not miyira, not from fear, but from the ava. Imagine you wrong a parent. For example, right? So if you're a little kid, sometimes you could be afraid, right? Abba's going to give you a pot, right? So you write him a note, don't pot to me. But when you're older, right, you realize that was a terrible thing. You love your parents. You realize how good they were to you, right? That was the time you loved that person. And you want to undo that, not because Abba's not going to pot you. It's because you realize that you have a relationship over here that's so precious to you, right? And what you did was like an interposition. but it's really love that's motivating you. The Gemara says, when you do tshuva me'ava, what happens? The chatai, the sins that you did, they become like zechuyai. They become like mitzvot. Can you imagine that? So that fellow, let's go back to this fellow, Rachman Litzlan, right? He was driving to work on Shabbos. He should have been in shul. He should have been listening to the rabbi's sermon. He should have been listening to Laning. He should have been davening. So he has two things to worry about. He does tshuva, right? But how about the Yisurim? Because that Chol Shabbos is that's the type of very serious affair. So he's worried about Yisurim. He's also worried about all that time. Cheshbon. He does Tshuva Me'av, but what happens? Tshuva has the power. It's going to seem like what? In retrospect. To that person, he was back in shul. Not just he wasn't driving. He was listening intently to the words of the rabbi during the drush. He was pouring over a Gemara, plumbing the depths of a Rashba. He was running around the city doing chesed, strengthening people, encouraging them. He was giving stuff during that time. What do you say to that, Chaim? That's a good trick, isn't it? Oh, Harry,
some of the best donors are not Shomer Shabbos.
What do you say, Chaim?
He completely
transformed himself.
Yeah. And he also had to take that punishment, whatever it was. But
this person finished the sexes.
Yeah.
All the sexes he went through. Retroactively. So there's not going to be any cheshbon, right? Because they're not bach mitzvahs. That time was well spent now. And Yisurim, no Yisurim, it's like a race. What are you going to give him Yisurim for putting someone on? For giving tzedakah? For learning? It's transformed. An amazing, amazing age. So when we come to do tshuva, to try to inject into the tshuva a little ava, it's not so hard. You have lots of things to be grateful, to think about why we should love Hashem. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. Ava Hashem. I think we say it a couple times a day, right?
To do a mitzvah with ava is different than to have a Hashem.
Yeah. So we love Hashem. We're mitzvah. We're obligated to love Hashem. And it's easy when we contemplate these things. When we do tshuva, to try to open up our hearts and inject a little ava into our tshuva, I think it's a pretty good investment. It's a good investment, Harry, you know? It's very worthwhile. Now, Lamaisa, bottom line over here, we've been around the block a couple of times. Tshuva's not so easy. We should really be preparing from Pesach time.
The previous Yom Kippur. Should be preparing.
Bali Mutzah, right after Yom Kippur, they're banging the gender, right? They would say, Rosh Hashanah's coming! You know? Okay, but it's hard for us. Okay, so sometimes we're not as prepared as we should be. It's hard. And we come into Rosh Hashanah, we feel a little bit ill-equipped, but not prepared. Okay, so let's try to copyright the time. But an Eitzah, Rabbi Sultan Lassi says, very practical and powerful Eitzah. Say a person speaks Lashon Hara. Very hard for him. A person gossips. Bad thing. It's very hard for him to totally, you know, give that up. He wants to, but he's a little skeptical if he's going to be able between now and Rosh Hashanah. So it's not just that he should take on college. He should find an aspect of Lashon Hara that he can implement. He doesn't have to do. You know what? That's between 1 and 2 o'clock. I'm not going to speak any less than her. Or about this person I see, I have some type of... I'm not going to speak any more less than her about Harry. That's something. It's easy not to speak less than about Harry.
But he has to pick the time that he does it.
Right?
If he picks the time that he doesn't do it, well, good he is.
Okay. That, but Rabbi Spokes says you should pick something easy that you could do. It's easy not to speak less than her about Harry. Right? Speak between 1 and 2 o'clock. Right? And if you come into Rosh Hashanah, you come into Yom Kippur, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu, what does he see? Okay, this person didn't totally transform himself, true. But it's worthwhile to keep him around. You know why? Because he's Al Hadera. He's on the path. He's serious. He's taking things seriously. He's making a down payment. Right? He's serious about tshuva. He can't do it all at once. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that. But he's not ignoring the call to action.
It's called behavior plan.
Behavior plan. Right. Exactly. That's very good, Harry. Sit down before Rosh Hashanah. Take out a piece of paper. Make small kabbalah. You know Reb Shach? He made a kabbalah. You know Reb Shach? Imagine what?
Because of my son. He
says, can you imagine the giant? I can't even tell you what a giant Shach was. The Torah and Midos and Chesed. It was just beyond belief. You can imagine the kabbalah that Reb Shach would take would be like impossible for us to even imagine, right? This is well known. He made a kabbalah when he benches Birkat HaMazon, the bench from a bencher until Chanukah time.
Don't even try to memorize it, huh?
That's something to do.
Don't take on the whole world.
An amazing thing. Don't take on the whole world just like that. But find something that you could commit to and to do honestly and sincerely. If you come to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's chuk, and it shows that you're serious about this. So try to find things. Take out a piece of paper, write a couple things down, believe that they're going to try to do. Come to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have something. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that you can't transform yourself overnight. But slowly by slowly you could. You could put yourself where, Chaim? Al Hadara. Okay? If the person's on the 70, there we go, you know, the 70 over here? 2,200 miles to Cove Fort.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 4,000 feet.
To go on the 70, go west, it takes you all the way to California, right? So, that's no place to go, by the way, Dan. You know, all apologies, but just as a muscle, right? If you had to go to California, I say, I want you to walk to California. Walk. You can't walk to California. Yeah, but if you start walking down the 70, if you're on the right path, if you're facing the right direction, then you'll get there eventually. The important thing is what? Okay. To direct yourself, to be facing the right way, to be making even siyot kitanot, small footsteps. What's going to happen if you're going to get there? I think the Baruch Hu will see that. Okay. I want to talk about one Eitzah, besides Tshuva, obviously. But Chazal tell us that if somebody's Mavir al Midaisav, Mavir in Laim and Hashemayim, Mida connected Mida. Okay, sometimes it's hard when a relationship, it could be our spouse, it could be our office worker, our employees, our employers, the guy sitting next to us in shul, the guy we're vying for parking space with, right? So on and so forth. And especially when it's nogeya, when it's relevant to our emotional feelings, it's very hard to overcome them You aren't giving the honor that we deserve, the respect, okay? Very difficult. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that somebody's mivater, overcomes himself. He says, you know what? Let that person have his way. I'll be mivater. I'm not going to take offense. Cosmic effect. You can't imagine the investment, the small emotional battle. It's a battle, it's not easy all the time. But when you realize the cosmic effect that it unleashes in your favor, we knew, believe me, we'd be running around forgiving our worst enemies, okay, with a full heart. And because we'd be unleashing an unbelievable potent force that from Shemayim, they're going to be mazir, they're going to, so to speak, look away. They're going to look at us differently. Yeah, I'm sure this person's a thing. Look what a good guy he is. Look how he overcomes difficulties for him. I'm going to treat him special. I'm going to treat him special. And that has a tremendous benefit. So, we come into Yom HaDin, and we try to accrue every benefit for ourselves, right? That we could, because we realize it's consequential. And this is a very a powerful eighth of merit that we could take in our favor. All of us could think of some way, some area, where we could be mazal mizayis, where we could overcome our mizayis, our kapezayis, so on and so forth. But the benefit of such a thing is enormous. So, Meretz Hashem, we should have the chutz to do tshuva, to come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tshuva shlema, and Tachat Yizecha, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the tshuva al tshuva. What's your name again?
Adi.
Adi what?
Again.
Okay, nice to meet you. Where are you from?
From Chile.
Oh, well. But you didn't come from Chile now, did you?
Not now, but recently.
Well.
Yeah.
Hey, that's unusual.
Press the red button twice.
Okay.